So what about early voting in the rest of the states? Well, on September 23rd, in-person early voting will start in Vermont, Minnesota, and for some in Virginia. Joining us with the big picture is Sarah Rozier, the federal editor for Ballotpedia. And Sarah, where can you vote early and how early does it start?
So 34 states and D.C. do have no excuses early voting, which means they can just walk into wherever their county will hold the early voting and go ahead and vote on those specific days. There are then 13 states who either have no early voting or do have early voting, but only with a valid excuse as determined by the State Board of Elections.
What do you mean a valid excuse?
So it could be something like traveling out of town, compensation for an elderly or disabled person. Some states have very lax rules where you can just say, well, I have to work that day, and you can go in and vote. Others are more strict, but it just depends on the state. But there are still 34 plus D.C. who have absolutely no restrictions on early voting.
And in those states, do we see the same kind of fights that we have going on in North Carolina about whether or not to allow it at the county level?
There are some that pop up every election cycle here and there, but for the most part, this election cycle, it seems to be North Carolina where the fights are taking place over the actual early voting rather than registration or same day registration.
Well, and let's talk about that. If you want to register to vote in the states at this point, how much time do you have left to do that? And are there a lot of states where you can register as you vote?
15 states do have same-day registration. Now, one of those is Illinois, where the Illinois Policy Institute has filed a federal lawsuit trying to overturn that legislation. But there are quite a few states where you can just go ahead and register the same day on November 8th. And as far as drop-dead deadlines for the other states, we don't see those crop up until I think October 8th is the first round of states who have those early registration deadlines. So everybody still has time, and check out ballotpedia.org to see how you could go about registering to vote in your state.
Okay. And what about the voter ID law issue? We know that was a bone of contention in North Carolina. The court struck down what the North Carolina Republicans and the governor wanted to do in terms of requiring people to have an ID in order to vote. How common are voter ID laws around the country?
Great question. So 31 states enforce some sort of ID. Only 16 of those require the photo ID. So they are more common than most people would think. Now, North Carolina, we saw the 4th District offer a very sharp opinion in their case where they basically said that, I think the quote was, the North Carolina legislature used surgical precision to disenfranchise voters. So Supreme Court of the United States decided in a 4-4 decision, just because they tied, they declined to stop enforcement of the Fourth Circuit's order. So likely the overturning of that North Carolina law will continue.
And some states have more restrictive laws than others when it comes to voter ID, right? In some states, you can show up to vote without your ID, even though they require it, but they'll still let you vote.
Right. In some cases, they'll let you vote. In some cases, it'll be provisional until you come back with more valid photo ID. It's a very varied system of laws depending on the state.
And I noticed that the states with the most restrictive voter ID laws, many of them are in the South, which may surprise people because these are states that have a history of racial discrimination. And one of the arguments against voter ID laws is that it keeps African Americans from voting.
Right. So that was the big effect of Shelby County versus Holder regarding the Alabama state voter ID laws. So what that did was it removed the preclearance requirements that would have required a state in the South to get clearance from the Department of Justice for any voting rights issues.
So we've talked about early voting. We've talked about voter registration. We've talked about voter ID laws. What else is going on in the world of voting rights that we should be paying attention to this election cycle?
In Michigan, we have a pretty interesting case. So some ballots in some states, you're allowed to have a straight party ballot option. For example, in Detroit, you see oftentimes very long lines to get in, to get to vote in a condensed urban area. And so when you would go in to vote, you did have the option in Michigan of selecting either a full Democratic ballot where you would vote for the Democratic candidate straight down, or a full Republican ballot where you would vote for the Republican candidate straight down. GOP legislators in Michigan over the summer blocked that. Now, the courts have stepped in, and a federal judge ruled that the ban did disproportionately hurt Black voters. So they will still have that straight ticket party option in Michigan. But that was another kind of interesting case. We're seeing many different angles of voter rights this cycle.
That's Sarah Rozier, who is federal editor for Ballotpedia. And Sarah, again, you said if people still want to register to vote, they can in all 50 states at this point.
Yes. Yep.
Sarah, thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
And another recent development, residents of Alabama, Kansas, and Georgia will not have to prove they're U.S. citizens in order to register to vote. On Friday, a federal appeals court ruled to block that requirement. In other states, you only have to swear you're a citizen to be able to register. Opponents of the stricter rules said it disenfranchised African Americans and the poor.